हमने देखा, हमने पाया भोला भगवान।
We saw, we received the innocent Lord Shiva, such sweet, so lovely, innocent Lord Shiva. We saw, we received the innocent Lord Shiva. He's so sweet, he's so lovely, the innocent Lord Shiva. We saw, we received the innocent Lord Shiva. He's so sweet, he's so lovely, the innocent Lord Shiva. In this pure confluence age, we are creating new world. And this path of vices is going away. This is not about any intellect, but this is about experience. This is easy yoga. It gives you liberation in life. And listen to this Gita, Gyan, the knowledge of Gita. We saw, we got the innocent Lord Shiva. He's so sweet, he's so lovely, the innocent Lord Shiva. Shiva, the Trimurti, as soon as he comes, he fulfills everyone's desires. Human beings are in doubt and confusion. And he gives them the firm faith. His form is like lingam. he has come from the soul world and come in, he comes in the confluence age. मैंने अभी चालू हुआ वी सॉ वी रिसीव्ड The innocent Lord Shiva, he is so sweet, he is so lovely, the innocent Lord Shiva. Everyone, please be seated on your seat. Our respected and divine Suraj Bhaiji is here. He will show you the method for Baba Milan. Now this is translation frequency. Didi speaking. Now we will listen Suraj Bhai Ji, who is divine, and he has got the divine blessings from God. He has got blessings from all Brahmin family. Lot of greetings to you. So, Didi is introducing Suraj Bhai Ji in very decorative words. Suraj Bhai Ji is in service for 58 years. He is surrendered for service in Brahma Kumaris. He takes care of the kitchen in all three campuses in which many souls get content eating the food, the Brahma Bhojan. He reveals Baba's knowledge and he gives solution of all the problems through Baba's knowledge and yoga. So many have experienced that in YouTube channel, Peace of Mind, lot of programs of Suraj Bhai Ji comes and many have benefited from that. Such Bhai Ji, Suraj Bhai Ji will show us the method for Avyakt Bap Dada Milan. Om Shanti. First of all, everyone experience. You realize that in the whole hall and wherever Baba's children are sitting, Baba's energy, Baba's powerful vibrations are spreading in all four directions. For some moments, sit in deep silence and feel that the powerful energy of the soul of the supreme power is imbibed in me. Okay. We all are very fortunate. We all heard in the morning, Murli, that God Himself, Shiva, the Almighty Authority, He is giving us greetings on our birthday. And we all also give greetings to Baba on his birthday and on our birthday with heart. Today is a very beautiful memorial day. Sisters have hoisted the flags everywhere. Now we hoist the flag. We have hoisted the flag of Baba's love in our hearts. One day will definitely come when the country of Bharat, which is a special country, which is a birthplace of Bharat, which is the Karam Bhumi of Bharat, where every home will have hoisted the flag of Baba, and that day is not far away. So today, first of all, let's go to some deepness. Baba has transformed us from ignorance, the darkness, to the enlightenment. So in the scriptures of Bharat it is said that we have called out, O God, take us to the truth from ignorance. You don't sing it now. Because our falsehood has been finished and the truthness is enlightening our life. We see the destination clearly. Everyone will now think that all the darkness is dispelled from my mind. There is not a trace of darkness, of ignorance in my mind. We are enlightened with this true knowledge. We have received the company of the truth. We are also stabilized in the true form, and that supreme truth has become our companion. Right now, you all make a determined thought in your heart. The Supreme Truth, God Himself, who is my godly friend, He is with me. You imbibe that feeling in your heart for some time. Right now, He is accompanying me. And we have to experience His company. It is a very small thing. And we should remember that Almighty Authority is with me. So you will experience His company you will experience His help all the time. Everyone should experience that, because in the coming time, in the time of destruction, the company of God and His help, we have to experience His company and His help. Without it, we will not be able to overcome the situation. When Almighty authority is with us, all His powers work within us. Now for some time, let's practice something. See upwards with your eye of intellect in the supreme abode, the Almighty authority whose shining rays are spreading everywhere far away. See Him in this form. His rays of powers are shining the whole supreme abode. So Baba is descending down. You see Him descending down, and He is spreading His powers everywhere, and He is coming down. He has now arrived on top of my head. You create this thought that Almighty authority is with me. He is with me constantly. And there is Baba's elevated version that I have reminded you many times, and I will remind you that when you have Almighty authority with you, no one, not even the nature, can harm that soul. Nature will give him protection. This is our godly meeting. This godly meeting depends on our concentration of mind, that how much concentrated we are. And you know the situation right now, that everyone's mind is wandering around here and there in the world. Only the knowledgeful soul with the power of knowledge, only the pure souls with the power of purity can make this mind their friend. Now you create a thought. My mind is my best friend, my supreme friend. He that gives me happiness all the time. His beautiful thoughts, His great thought decorates me. Great thoughts are the personality of human beings. Now you pay attention. You have to concentrate your mind. Those who want to have godly love, the pleasure of godly love, those who want to experience the beautiful fortune, everyone is a great renunciate here. It's not a small renunciation that you all have become pure. You have renounced the worldly pleasure. Now you experience the fortune of your renunciation with the power of concentration. This is very elevated version of Baba that I have found in Avyakt Murali long back, that it is your great spiritual endeavor to concentrate your mind. Those who can concentrate their mind, those who can concentrate their mind and intellect are the great knowledgeful souls. They are intellectual, they are wise. So even the devotees, we will celebrate Shivratri from today until tomorrow, while the devotees will stay awake whole night tomorrow. While Baba has awakened us, we are awakened. And everyone, please remember, when you are embodiment of remembrance, that is the sign of being awakened. Now you make it firm that you are awakened all the time. These are Baba's Sakar versions, that Maya makes you sleep and Baba makes you awakened. Baba gives his elevated versions every day, and he awakened us yesterday. Baba also said everyone should pay attention to the Murali, and you should imbibe that Murali points in your heart, that you make effort to overcome Maya and you will get the sovereignty of the world. I have come to give you the sovereignty of the world. To achieve such a big sovereignty, you have to work hard, and the effort is to overcome Maya. Now we choose some beautiful self-respect, that I am not an ordinary soul, I am a very divine, charitable soul of this world. Baba has awakened us with this beautiful self-respect, and we will think about it and stabilize ourselves in that form. We used to feel ourselves to be ordinary. Some are coming from poor family, some are very poor in studies, they have only got pass class and they don't have any self-respect. As soon as Baba comes, Baba has reminded us our self-respect, that you are seated in the roots of the Kalpa tree and you are great tapasvi souls. Now you sit in the roots of the Kalpa tree. That Kalpa tree is above my head. The effect of each and every thought goes to every leaf of the Kalpa tree. The light of your purity enlightens the whole tree. The power of your yoga gives power to the power of all, gives power to all the souls of the world, and it gives support to all the souls. Now experience that Kalpa tree is on top of me. I am seated in the roots of the Kalpa tree. I am a great tapasvi soul. You feel that vibrations that come out of me is reaching the whole Kalpa tree. I am a very responsible soul. Each and every moment of mine is used to give water to the Kalpa tree. The Kalpa tree has been dried. We have to bring it to life. We have to make it green. Many thirsty souls are waiting for our vibrations.
Okay.
Baba has awakened us by giving all this self-respect. There are many self-respects. But I would like to remind you one more self-respect, because in today's day, the devotees keep the fast. Whoever are seated here have taken the promise of purity. There is no gathering in the world. Such a gathering is now where 20,000 pure souls, pure brothers and sisters are sitting here. This is the spirituality of this great sacrificial fire. No one can even think about this kind of gathering in the world these days. This self-respect will make it easy to conquer Maya. You remind yourself, you awaken yourself that Baba has filled powers in me to overcome Maya. Baba is putting his hand over my head and awakened me. Children, you are the victorious souls, Kalpa after Kalpa. You have overcome Maya for Kalpa after Kalpa, and you have to win it again. You are just repeating your victory, and you create this thought early in the morning, because to overcome Maya is a great challenge. So those who are victorious souls conquer Maya, but we all have to conquer Maya. I am a victorious soul. With this practice, the inner powers that are sleeping in us will awaken, and we will become victorious over Maya. Everyone will practice, because this is a big journey to overcome Maya. Very eminent people in the world, great souls, are defeated by Maya, while we are victorious souls. We have to show the world that it is possible to overcome Maya completely. I remember when I was a child, someone was debating about purity. I told them that it is easy for us here to become completely pure with this power of yoga. And he was debating that it is not possible at this time that you remove impurity from your subconscious, from your dreams, from your thoughts, is impossible. Now we know that Baba has reminded us that, children, you are voiceless souls of the deism in this world. No one has told this before. It was told, they told that we are Brahma. They said that we are Shiva, but they haven't experienced anything. No one ever reminded us that you are voiceless souls of the deity religion. Now see golden age in front of you, see your first birth of golden age of yours, very divine. Everywhere there is divinity spread it in atmosphere. I am completely voiceless. With the awareness of this form, our purity will increase a lot. This is called visualization, and it has great importance in yoga as well. Those who are old or new, just remember this method that I am showing you now. On the path of devotion, we used to sing praise of God. What we do now, we have also made pictures, but even though we were praising, we did not have the knowledge of the truth, true form, or his true home. But we know that now. We know the incorporeal form of Shiva. We know it with our third eye. We connect to him, and as soon as we connect to him, his energy comes to us. For example, there is sun on the sky. Even though we can't see it, we can see it with our eye of intellect, that it's a big bulb, and energy, light, heat is spreading from it. And as soon as we see it with our eye of intellect, we can feel it, and its energy comes to us. So when we see our deity form, you see your deity form in front of you. When Brahma Baba used to see his deity form, just how Brahma Baba used to see that, and as soon as you see that, all those virtues will come to us. Brahma Baba used to have a lot of intoxication of his deity form, and so the purity, those divine virtues were imbibed in him. Now it's time for traffic control. We will feel that Baba's powers are constantly coming to me.
सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा
We all are awakened and we are awakening the souls of the world. We are awakening the souls of deity religion. There are crores, hundreds of thousands of deity souls sleeping all around. We have to awaken them. We give them message and try to awaken them. Sisters from every centers do the Shivratri programs to awaken them. But we have to remember one subtle thing: to the extent that we have purity in ourselves, the vibrations of our purity will awaken the power of purity in deity souls, and they would come pulling after yoga in the morning. You invoke all the deity souls with lot of purity. You say, all deity souls come to Baba, all souls are coming and pulled towards Baba. They have to come, and they will come very soon. This wonderful play will happen very soon. Baba has said, those deity souls who have come in different religions would come to their own religion, own deity religion. Those hundreds of thousands of souls who have come to different religions, when they would come to this Brahmin religion, what will be the situation? All the opposition will stop. No one will listen to anyone, because the time will come that they will come to their own religion. Before we go home, everyone would have to come to their original religion. So today's day, everyone has experienced that we do gift exchange on the day of birthday. And what kind of gift do we give to Baba? Sometimes Baba asks for anger. Sometimes Baba says, there is so much smoke coming from my children, that smoke comes to the home, to the subtle region. Instead of blessing, they start to give dua, means the dust. So on today's day, you have to remove one weakness of yours, whether it's anger, or let me remind you one thing: don't entangle your mind in small things, because you have to do very big task. There are many of you who are experienced, those who have big businesses, those who are at big positions, they don't go in small things. If the Prime Minister of a country would go in small things, when would he take care of the country? So today we create a thought. We check ourselves. You check yourself. Are we getting confused, being entangled in small things? Some things are very small, valueless, and we expand such things and we become confused. We destroy our own energy and powers. Today, we give this gift to Baba. Let me tell you one small thing. So in our group, there is program from Vyakt to Avyakt. Some brothers and sisters have done the yoga for 51,000 hours, and we would like to congratulate them. And you can also do something like this. Just how there are 7 round is done in Indian weddings rituals, you also do 7 things with Baba. Today also we give something to Baba. I have told you 1 or 2. You have to do great tasks. You don't get entangled in small things. Those who are entangled in small things cannot do great work. And we all are great souls who are God's children, who are here for great task. We have incarnated in this world today. We have to make a promise to speak sweet words from our mouth. Think about it. How should be the words of great souls, whether they are old or new children? Our souls should be with lot of blessings. They should give you happiness. They should destroy the situations and problems. They should give happiness to those who are in sorrow. You think about it. How are our words? Our words should not increase the sorrow of others. Our words should not bring tension to others. does our words, do our words give peace and happiness to others? So you think about it and check yourself on today's day, which is a very beautiful day. All old and new Baba's children make a thought that I want to decorate my life with complete purity. We have discussed about it. There is the fire of lust in the whole world, and the whole world is being burnt in this fire. And those who are burnt in the fire of lust will be destroyed in the destruction. There is a version in Gita, those who think that lust is everything, hey Arjuna, such souls are here for the destruction of the world. This is today's situation. So to stop this impurity, to make the minds peaceful, we all increase the power of yoga. One very small thing I have told every time, to increase the purity, you charge water, give it a thought that I am a supremely pure soul. So when you have a glass of water, you create this thought for 7 times. While going to bed, if you create this thought 21 times, even your dreams, impure dreams, will be finished. You drink this kind of charged water few times in a day, create a thought that I have to obey Baba's orders in this confluence age. If we obey Baba's orders, He will listen to us birth after birth. We will need Him on the path of devotion as well. He will only listen to us when we have listened to Him at this time and we have helped Him at this time. Now, let's go for some moments. Let's go to Baba. Give yourself a thought. We will do a very good. We will practice this for today and every day, that I'm seated on a lotus flower. I am an angel of purity. I'm flying to the subtle region. In a moment you see yourself beyond the sky. This is the second sky where there is white light everywhere. This is the world of angels. This is the place where Bab Dada does his work. This is the place where he gives Sakash to the world. He transformed the world. He transformed the Yuga. He transformed the age. Now see that Bab Dada are sitting on the seat of lotus flower. In all four directions, the divine light is spreaded. Baba is giving me drishti.
Drishti दृष्टि लेते हुए बाबा को प्रतिज्ञा सुना दें अपनी.
वाइल टेकिंग दृष्टि यू गिव दिस प्रॉमिस टू बाबा फ्रॉम टुडे ऑनवर्ड्स विथ माय माइंड वर्ड्स एक्शंस in my connection, relationships and dreams, I will imbibe purity. I give you promise for that. And I will not take my promise back after once giving it to you. Baba put his hand with lot of love on my head. From his hand, the pure vibrations are spreading in my body. All my physical senses are becoming cool. You feel this golden vibrations, golden rays from his hand that are spreading in the whole body, making it pure. And I took drishti from Bab Dada and came back. Om Shanti. Such beautiful practice will increase our concentration. To be saved from the waste, this is the only beautiful method. There should be beautiful practice, there should be beautiful thoughts. Long back, when I was practicing this long back, Baba said, you sit for yoga for 10 minutes and check whatever thoughts going in myself. The seed of those thoughts are I and mine. When you renounce I and mine, the mind will become concentrated. There, the knowledge, the power of knowledge will increase. And the beautiful meeting with God will start to happen every morning. You will feel charged. When you reach to Baba, you get His powers, you get His blessings, you meet God every day. You become full with His energy every day. So for today's day, people offer bhog, and we offer bhog of this I and mine. And it's not a simple offering, because we have seen that there are such souls who have I and mineness in them. They don't even realize that. They think that I don't have I and mine. But wherever there is conflict, wherever there is conflict in the gatherings, wherever there is no increase of service, it's just two reasons for that. Even in your homes, if there is no peace and happiness, listen to it very carefully. This is a secret. If there is quarreling in your home, if there is conflict for the wealth, if there is lot of attraction for the wealth, you understand that there is the poison of I and mine in you. So everyone should practice. Instead of I, you practice self-respect. And instead of mine, you practice my Baba only. Now you practice my, when you say my children, they are, yes, of course, your children. They are not no other's children. But you involve self-respect that these are souls. These are Baba's children. We are just instruments, not my husband or my wife. No, this my gives sorrow to the soul. The subtle thing is my intellect, my planning, whatever I said is the truth. This is the most subtle thing, that whatever I say is the truth. I am the only one who is intellect, who is wise. Yes, I am wise, but others are also wise. So you renounce I and mine, and to do that you increase the practice of self-respect. We have practiced some self-respect. There are many other self-respects. There is one specific self-respect that will help you. You know that I am an almighty authority self-respect, but there is another self-respect that reminds us of our responsibility, that I am the son of knowledge. And Baba has reminded us, with your rays, the insects of Maya are being destroyed from this world. To the extent that you believe that I am a son of knowledge, this germs of Maya, germs of impurity will finish. Those whose purity is very good, there are many pure souls here. You practice that I am a son of purity. You practice that I am a master son of purity, and this my rays are destroying any impurity from this world. That will increase the self-respect, and that self-respect will increase the concentration as well. If there is conflict in your homes, if you practice this self-respect, it will help you. Those who say that, as soon as I came to this knowledge, my own family members are opposing me. And yes, that happens on the path of devotion as well. That has happened. But with self-respect, the respect will follow. When you stay in self-respect, you don't have to ask for respect, but everyone will give you respect. But it's not that you just chant it or remember it, but you become embodiment of it. You become a form of it, that I am a charitable soul. Then the charitable actions will increase. I am a fortunate soul, and the fortune will increase. One last thing, in this elevated life, to become yogi, there really needs to increase the charitable action. Those who have sinful actions cannot have yoga, they cannot meet God. So in this life, you have to increase the account of charitable action. Don't give sorrow to anyone, only give blessings and happiness to others, everyone's meeting with God. May everyone's meeting with God be happy. Don't see anyone, just enjoy the Murli. You feel that pleasure of Murli and also experience that Baba's energy is imbibed in me, and you enjoy the Murli. Now we go to powerful yoga. We go with Baba and we fill his complete energy in ourselves.